Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Grizzlies still refuse to lose, going for 12 in a row tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. You can hear him now. You can hear him now. It almost just makes no sense. Jay Williams joins us every single Friday here on the show, and he joins us now. Man, this is nuts.
Out of all the basketball that I've watched this year and what Stephen Curry has been able to do, has been spectacular, right? Even though he's been in a little bit of a slump as of late. But Ja is the most entertaining player in the game of basketball. There are, well, past eight games, there are at least 5 to 6 moments that I have, damn, how does the body control, the relentless and tenacity that he has attacking the rim on a day-to-day basis, how he plays, how he gets people involved, the swag, the cultural relevancy, it's something that, you know, I made this state too. I was like, you know, I'm going to start talking about them every damn day. And David Perkins and I were talking about it. Now, you know, producers were saying, well, you know, we got to save the beat. I'm like, I know what my beat is. My beat is the beat of Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. And if people aren't on it, then they need to recognize what it is. So that's my whole energy right now, every single day. It's so damn crazy and special what we're watching.
Jay, you know, he's playing at an MVP level. Realize at this point, Steph obviously would be the favorite for that. But let's just throw it out there. Is there a scenario? Is there a what would he have to do? Is it Derrick Rose and the Bulls finishing first in the East that third season? You know, Grizzlies win the West, then he would truly be you know, what would Ja have to do to win MVP? What would have to happen?
I think they would have to finish top two. But I got to tell you, though, there is we all watch a lot of basketball. You guys have seen games. And I can say this as a former NBA player and athlete. I think people recognize how difficult it is to bring that kind of tenacity on night in, night out basis.
Jay, it feels like we've been in the VIP. You're in there with us. Kendrick Perkins in there with us, right on this Ja Moran and Grizzlies train for a little while. And now
I'm letting nobody else up either. This is red rope territory.
So I'm glad you said that, because it feels like Stephen A. Smith has sent word that he's trying to come in here with us. I don't know if you saw it, but the other day he's tweeting an apology to the Memphis Grizzlies franchise for sleeping on those brothers, as he put it. Should we let Stephen A. Should we accept the apology and let Stephen A. Smith into the VIP with us, Jay?
You know the beautiful part about all this, guys? It doesn't matter who's trying to jump on a ship. None of that matters. None of that matters. Because it doesn't matter if people are trying to jump on a ship or not. John Company and Bain and, you know, all these guys, they don't care who's jumping on the ship because they remember. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this team. They remember how they were looked over. They remember how they were treated. They remember that they weren't in the conversation. So it's fine that there's a lot of praise coming, but I don't think that's going to affect how this team thinks of themselves. And that's a special trait that a lot of young teams don't have as well.
We're talking to Jay Williams here, of course, on the show. Join us every single Friday and appreciate his time every single Friday. I think the answer to this question might have been different before the season started, but 10 years – you're starting a franchise, and they're going to be playing against each other tonight here in Memphis. Ja and Luka, there's been a lot of drama around this debate recently. Who are you taking, Ja or Luka, for the next 10 years?
Man, well, I tell you something. Last year I would have said Luka, but I think one of the things I'm starting to see with Luka that I don't see with Ja, and it's really going to be a monumental moment for Luka and where he moves forward within his career. that Ja's body structure is built long term, right? The way he eats, the way he trains. And I think for Luka, that's starting to become a concern with the injuries that he's had. It's taking care of your body, eating right, training right. And I understand he's been a pro for a long time. But in order to play the amount of games that we're seeing, guys, like that's what makes LeBron James so special, guys. You know the amount of games, the wear and tear, the mileage he has on that body that he can still perform this way in year 18 of his NBA career? That is so hard to do. And we're talking about Luka. Like, I'm just trying to see Luka get to year 5. But I think that's something that's starting to concern you about. So if you're asking right now, who I take to start a franchise, for the next 10 years of my career, I'm taking Ja Morant.
And then last thing on the Grizzlies, what if, you know, we talked Ja with you, I think rightfully so. Jaren Jackson's been a big part of this, especially on the defensive end. He's starting to figure out the whole, hey, just, you know, I can't foul as much as I have. If I do, I can make a hell of a difference for my team when I'm on the floor. Well, but we're seeing the offense sort of come back to what have you thought of Jaren Jackson here this season as well?
Well, I always thought Jaren had a chance to be really I think one of the things you're seeing about him is that, look, special doesn't always just translate to offense. Still can translate to that size, that frame, that wingspan that he has, and how effective he could be on the defensive end. And I'll never forget a conversation these two were having about Tyson making effort on certain plays. And Tyson one time didn't rotate over from the weak side because he didn't think he could block a shot. And Bill was getting in his tail. And Bill said, it's not about you blocking the shot. It's about you making the attempt to block the shot, because sometimes when you just make the attempt, the effort, that is enough to distract the player from making the shot. And I think what you're seeing now from Jaren Jackson is that there is effort involved. He is playing defense with intent. And I think when young players can recognize that as his offensive game continues to mature and evolve, that's a scary combination, because players want to be seen in one way. I'm this guy dropping 35 every single night. Players don't want to be the complete package anymore. It's not cool. It doesn't always sell. And I think that's one of the things Jaren Jackson is recognizing as he continues to get older and older and more established in this league.
On ESPN tonight, it's really an interesting meeting. You have two great teams in Golden State and the Chicago Bulls, both coming off, in their own right, embarrassing outcomes, right? Milwaukee last night, Golden State got housed. That was as bad a loss as you will see in the NBA. And then I think for Chicago, from a moral standpoint, right, on national television, to get handled like that by the Brooklyn Nets, I think that was a humbling of sorts for them as well. In a psychological sort
different.
Of...
Jay, different, though.
For
different,
sure. Oh, 100% agree. Yeah. Because Milwaukee, you know, I mean, Golden State was not full strength, all that. I 100%. But from a psychological standpoint, what wins out tonight? Who do you think takes this matchup on ESPN tonight?
I'm sorry, is that game in Chicago?
Yes.
It's Golden State's on the road, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think yes. I think if you're – look, the one thing I saw, and I haven't figured out the update on it yet today, but one of the missing pieces, and people are going to think I'm crazy, because I'm not saying that this would stop Kevin Durant, James Harden, or Kyrie Irving, but I am willing to say – that they are a different team when he's on the floor. When Alex Caruso is on the floor, you know, people wonder why the Lakers won that championship 2 years ago. I mean, you got Alex Caruso and KCP, two defensively-minded players that found ways to attack in transition, also can shoot the ball a little bit, but they were leaders, right? And I think him being on the floor was a monumental loss for Chicago. I still think Chicago is one piece away from getting to a championship contender, even though they are still the top seed between them and Brooklyn going back and forth in the East. But I think Chicago will win the game tonight, because I don't think Chicago is that far off from Brooklyn. I just think Brooklyn has firepower, guys, that when they're all hitting at their stride, ain't nobody really stopping that, right? Maybe with the exception of Golden State, when they're at full strength and they have Draymond Green back. Not having Draymond Green back, I think, hurts this team from a continuity and from a playmaking perspective, right? It puts a lot more pressure on Jordan Poole and other guys to really step up and perform each and every single night. I think the Bulls get it tonight. That doesn't mean that the Bulls are the better team long run. I just think that Golden State's hitting a little bit. They came out hot, and I think they're hitting a little bit of a slump right now. I don't know if I see the Bulls hitting a slump. I think I just saw them hit two of the greatest scorers the game has ever seen in the history of the game on the same damn team.
Yep.
I saw Harden the other night. You know, he's asked about Kyrie's status or whatever and the future of him, and just kind of slyly smile. It's almost like they know something that we – when they're together, I know they're – I think it's 13-3, Jay, when all three of them are on the floor. Is that it? When the bottom line is written that if all three of them are together in these playoffs that they're the favorite?
Look, Kyrie Irving did not have a good game the other night, but just him being on the floor
– yep.
allows those guys to turn those corners, and you can't leave him. So it provides incredible floor spacing. And just his presence, his wizardry with the ball, is a unique difference maker. It's going to be hard for me to say, with the exception of Golden State, or a more complete team. Right? Maybe Milwaukee's in that conversation, too. I know Miami's on their way up. And the Bulls are in there, too. But if all three of those guys are playing, and look, James really said the realness, and I think you're starting to hear more guys say it more and more. At the post-presser after the last win against Chicago, he said, the sooner we get Kyrie Irving back to playing home games is the quicker we'll build more continuity. Mm-hmm. I think there's starting to be a lot more internal pressure, more so than what was ever before, because I think KD and James allowed the team ultimately to make that decision about, hey, look, we're going to separate ourselves from Kai and we're going to build our own continuity. I think the reason why Kai is back is because of the leadership of James and Kevin Durant. And I think there are a lot of people that are starting to internally push the scenario about, hey, look, we need him back in order for us to win the whole thing. If he's not back, it's going to lessen our chances, but with him back, we are a different damn team.
No question.
And then last thing, Jay, we got Super Wild Card Weekend. If what is the Jay Williams 15 Ethereum lock of the weekend? Like, if you've got 15 Ether and you got to put it on somebody, who is that team for you this weekend?
I am going to – if you're telling me I have 15 Ethereum and I'm going to put it down, that's a lot of money.
It is. It's a lot of money.
Fluctuating, right? I would probably go – I see Kansas City. And I know that Big Ben was sarcastic. I just – understanding who KC is, and I think that's the second highest spread that there is out of all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Or them or Tampa Bay. It's one or two.
No, they're the highest, 12.5.
They're the highest.
Yeah, they're the highest.
Yeah, I just would – I don't know. I know this is Mike Tomlin versus Andy Reid, but there's something about Kansas City that they're healthy, they're playing at a high level, and I don't know. I would probably take that as my one certified – lock them or Tampa Bay.
Yep, I'm with you there. Hey, Jay, man, appreciate the time.
Have
as
a
always.
Great weekend,
have
brother.
A great weekend, man. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'll have a good weekend if I make some money. Pray for me, okay?
Yes, sir. You got it, man. Yeah. We see you on Twitter. We see
all right,
you.
Boys.
Yes,
take,
sir.
Yep. Take care, brother.
He is Jay Williams. He was getting into it with a guy about, like, I think the Cowboys, because Jay was saying, I see everybody on the 49ers.
No, I saw
give
that.
Me
so
the
I,
Cowboys.
Let me go the other way.
Yeah. So
now tell me this: what's 15 Ethereum?
I think 15 times like 3,500, whatever that is. What is that?
You guys
like
speaking
60,
in terms
70, 80,000 between
Brad,
70.
Brad, did you know that already? See, they're speaking in terms I don't even speak.
Well,
yet.
Yeah. So
maybe one day I'll
went
get
over
to
my
that
head.
Level. Me too. Me too.
Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jermaine Johnson going to join us a little bit later. We'll talk Memphis Tigers basketball with him. Get his thoughts on this team as they're sort of entering yet again another testing stretch. All that and more a little bit later in the show. Jason DeJohn, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.